It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Oh, I'm so glad to see you. I was so glad for this week to begin. Uh-huh. Did you have a good weekend? I've been thinking about you most of the time. And some of the time this weekend, I've been writing to some friends. Yes, I've had some letters from old friends of mine, just telling me about things that were going on in their lives. And so, I thought I'd just answer them. I have one more to do. Do you mind waiting till I finish this one? I've already told this friend of mine that I'm feeling good, and that I've had lots of thoughts about reality and make-believe, and that I get to visit with you each day during the week. And I'll just say that I was so glad to hear from him. And please give my love to all your family. Mr. Rogers. There. Do you know people who write letters? People in your family write letters? Do they ever let you do the stick'em part on the envelope? Or put on the stamps? I'm going to send this one airmail. So I'll put on all those stamps like that. And it's ready to go. The mailman ought to be here in just a little while. So why don't we go out in the porch and wait for him, okay? I like to wait with you. I like to think about you too. Because you're one of my very special friends. You are my friend, you are special. You are my friend, you're special to me. You are the only one like you, my friend. I like you in the daytime, in the nighttime, any time that you feel's the right time for a friendship with me. You see, F-R-I-E-N-D, special. You are my friend, you're special to me. There's only one in this wonderful world. You are special. You sure are. Oh, there's Mr. McFeely. Hello, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Fine, thank you.
Have you seen the mailman?
Oh, he's already gone, Mr. Rogers. He's left already.
Oh, well, could you help me then?
Oh, certainly, certainly. You'd be glad to, Mr. Rogers.
Well,
how are you today?
Very well,
lovely day,
you.
Isn't it?
Oh, it certainly is, Mr. McFeely. I need to have this letter mail. Could you see?
Oh, I certainly will. Be glad to. Part of my service today, Mr. Rogers.
You'll drop it in the box.
I certainly will drop it in the box, Mr. Rogers.
How much will that be?
Oh, let me see. I'll get my notebook out here, my pencil to figure it out. Let's see, one letter to go two blocks, right, Mr. Rogers? All right.
Mm-hmm.
One letter to go two blocks. Right there. Oh, that'll be two, Mr. Rogers.
Two.
All righty. And
One, two.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers. And I'll drop in the box for you, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Good day. Well, you're welcome. Good day, Mr. Rogers. Good day.
Good day, Mr. McFeely. That's a great man, Mr. McFeely. Did you ever wonder, when you dropped a letter in the mailbox, what happens to it after that? Why don't we ask Picture Picture? Picture Picture on the wall, would you kindly show us all what happens to a letter when you drop it in the mailbox? We might even be able to see Mr. McFeely. There's the mailbox. There he is. There's Mr. McFeely coming across the street and checking the time on the box. Thanks, Mr. McFeely. Those are the times that the mail gets picked up. And there comes the mail truck. And the mailman opening the box and taking all the letters in his bag. And then he locks it back up again. And off goes the truck. Now that truck's going up to the central post office. Oh, look at all the post trucks there. They've come from a lot of different neighborhoods. And he backed it up. Goes the back door. And he's unloading it onto the dock. And that's the dock man who's helping him there. And that dock man pushes the hand truck into the post office. That's a big conveyor belt, and all the mail goes onto that conveyor belt. And there are men all along the way. There's our letter. And the mail gets sorted. The big letters go in one pile, and the smaller letters go in another pile. There's our letter, the airmail letter. Being sorted. Put in bundles for different states. And into the bag for the state where my friend lives. The bag is taken out to the airport. There's another one of those conveyor belts. And they take it right up into the airplane. And off, there goes the airplane into the sky. Taking the mail to other cities. And now, it's in another city. In the big post office of another city. I think that's it. And now it's getting sorted in little boxes there so that the mailman who takes it along the street will know which house it's for. Now it's in another mail truck. Boy, doesn't it go through a lot of places? that mail's going into that storage box. So when the mailman comes along to pick it up, and there he is, too. He picks it up from the storage box. And puts it in his own bag. And there are people waiting at their homes for the mail that he's going to bring them. He probably knows most of those people along his block. He probably knows my friend. My friend knows him. That's my friend's house. And there goes our letter up to his mailbox. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. You're very welcome, says Picture Picture. If you know anybody who works in the Postal Service, maybe he does something like one of those men were doing that we saw. Yeah, very important service. Wonder if anyone's heard from King Friday and Edgar. You know, they went away for the weekend to visit Sarah Saturday. Why don't we look into make-believe and just see if anyone's heard from them.
Not really. I'm just sort of pretending to be a mailman for a few days.
Why, you're Reardon, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Well, how do I look?
Oh, you look just great.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I was hoping you'd come back someday. Is that letter for me?
Yes, it is. You know, I saw King Friday and Edgar yesterday, and they asked me if I would bring you this letter.
Oh, boy, would you open it for me?
Oh, sure. They were having a great time over at Sarah Saturday's house.
Oh, we missed them. They were supposed to come back here this morning.
Oh, listen, you want me to read it for you?
Please.
It's from Edgar.
Oh, would you please?
Uh-huh. It says, Dear Daniel Striped Tiger, King Friday and
Reardon, would you sing it to me instead? You know, Edgar always sings what he has to say.
Oh, I'd be glad to, Daniel. King Friday and I are having a wonderful time. Sarah Saturday gave us cup custard and root beer and walked us all over town. Everybody tells King Friday that he is the best king in town.
Oh, good.
And the best king they've ever seen. He thinks we'll stay a few more days. I hope that all is well in the castle. We all send our best wishes to everyone in the neighborhood. Sincerely, most sincerely, Edgar Cook.
Oh, good. That's just the way Edgar Cook would sign it, too. They're having a good time.
Well,
oh, I'm so glad.
You know, Sarah Saturday really knows how to make people feel at home, doesn't she?
She surely does. Say, Reardon,
yes.
Could you stay a few days with us here?
Well, Edgar asked me if I would mow the grass behind the castle and sort of see that everything was all right, so I guess I will stay a few days.
Good. And I hope while you're here that you'll sing some more for us.
Oh, I'm always, always glad to sing anytime, Daniel.
Oh, good.
I love to sing. I love to sing. Thank you.
I just love your voice. Oh, I love to hear you sing. I love to hear you sing, 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 sing. I love to hear you sing.
Thank you.
Oh, I wish I could sing like you. I don't sing very well, Reardon.
Well, Daniel, you must remember that I've practiced singing for a long, long time.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, have you practiced mail carrying for a long time?
No, I've never practiced mail carrying, and you see, I'm not really very good at it yet either, because, well, mail carrying takes practice, too. In fact, to be good at anything, you have to practice.
I'm sure that's so.
Yes, indeed.
Boy, I'm glad you're around here for a while. I'll see you later, Ruth.
All right. I have to get over to the castle now and see that everything is all right.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Okay.
But first, I better stop off at X's because he has a letter here, too.
Oh, good. A letter for X. Bye-bye.
See you later, Daniel.
Thank you.
I love to sing. Da-dee-da-da-da-da-dee. Let's see. Where is X's letter? Ah, yes.
No, Lady Elaine. No, Lady Elaine, I don't want to help you.
X, Mr. X the Owl.
Don't you change your voice, Lady Elaine. I don't want to help you.
Lady Elaine?
Oh, Mr. Mailman, I'm sorry. I thought you were Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Lady Elaine Fairchild?
Yeah, she's been trying to get me to help her all day, but I don't think she's doing the right thing.
Oh, she has she? Well, what does she want you to do?
She wants me to help her set up campsites at the castle.
Campsites? Campsites? At what castle?
At King Friday's castle. That's what castle.
Campsites at King Friday's castle?
Right.
Phew. Well, I better get over there right away. Thanks for telling me, X.
Say, you don't sound like our mailman.
Oh, I don't? Who do I sound like?
That opera singer, you know, Reardon. You even look a little bit like him.
I am Reardon, X.
Don't tell
yes.
me. Did you take up mail carrying instead of singing?
Well, just for a few days. You see, I've always wanted to be a mailman and give people their mail.
Yeah.
The mail is different every single day.
I know. It must be exciting to be able to do that. Do you have any for me today?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I do have a letter for you, X.
Oh, would you read it to me, please?
Oh, I'd be glad to. Just a minute now. It says, Dear X, yeah. I'm having a great time. Come on over and help me. Love, Lady Elaine.
See what I mean? See what I mean? She even sent a letter to say it.
Yes, well, I'll take care of that right away, X.
Please do, Reardon.
Here's your letter.
Oh, thank you.
All
that
right.
Lady Elaine Fairchild, she's an imp.
See you later. I better just call the castle and see if Lady Elaine is there. Hello? Hello, Miss Polificate. Yes, this is Reardon. I'm pretending I'm the mailman today, and I have a little something for Lady Elaine. I wonder if you could tell me if she's at the castle, please. Oh, she may be, but she isn't in the castle. Well, oh, I see. Well, I've just got to see her because she's up to something over there, and I'm not quite sure what it is. And you know, it isn't her castle.
What?
Oh, yes. Well, I'll go on over right now and see if I can find her. Goodbye.
Oh, you're just in time, dear. Won't you help a lady with her work?
Just what are you doing in this castle garden,
oh,
Lady Elaine?
Dear, something I promised I'd do for King Friday while he was away.
Oh, ooh. You promised the king that, you would put tents in his garden while he was away?
Yeah, I've been promising to do this for years and years.
Uh-huh. I didn't know the king was interested in camping.
Oh, I'm sure he must be. I mean, when he sees all this here, he'll really be interested in it. I've been working on it a long time.
Uh-huh.
Here, now, won't you help me put up that tent to just put it right in the little hole?
All right. But tell me, Lady Elaine, are you sure that King Friday wants... all this in his garden?
Oh, such good campsites. Oh, he's a really smart king. Mm-hmm. Do you like to camp, dear?
Well, yes, I like to camp, but I must say, Lady Elaine, I have never seen tents and campsites in the garden of a royal castle before.
No, that's it. You see, everybody will want to come. It's so royal. Oh, uh-huh. Everybody. It's the only castle campsite in the entire world.
Yes, I guess it must be. Mm-hmm. You know, suppose I call King Friday to find out if it's...
Oh, no, dear. No? This must remain a surprise for him. Mm-hmm. I promised to do it years and years ago, but I've never had the time before.
Oh, I see.
I just happened to be here while King Friday and Edgar are away.
Yes.
And I wouldn't want you to spoil the surprise either.
I wouldn't want to spoil the surprise.
That's nice, and this, and this, and this. And you know, I hear you have a perfectly marvelous voice.
Oh.
I just love to hear you sing while I work.
Well,
I'll put up some more over in here.
I'd like to sing for you, Lady Elaine, but you know, I have several more letters to deliver before the day is over.
Yes, sir.
I'm pretending I'm a mailman, you see.
Oh, good. Do you have any letters for me?
No, I have no letters for you, Lady Elaine.
Oh,
I know, but I do have a box for you.
Oh, you do?
Yes,
good.
A little box here.
Oh.
Lady Elaine Fairchild. Yes, that's you, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, won't you open it, please?
Oh, I'll be glad to.
Oh, it looks
here.
Like quite a nice square box there. What in the world is that?
Well, it looks to me like a, perhaps a Lady Elaine Fairchild in the box?
Oh, my. Like a Jack in the Box.
Yes.
A Fairchild in the Box. What's it say on there?
There. It says...
Making
mischief?
I certainly am not. Certainly am not.
Are you sure, Lady Elaine?
I'm quite sure. Quite sure. You carry on with your mail, you mailman, and come back when you can sing more.
Oh, maybe we could make another opera sometime.
Oh, I'd love that, dear. I have a coloratura, you know.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll be back a little later, but in the meantime, are you sure I shouldn't call the king and find out if all this is all right?
No, I'd never want to spoil his surprise.
Spoil his surprise. No. Well, I wouldn't either, so... Farewell, then, Lady Elaine.
Oh, farewell, Reardon, an opera. That's a lovely idea, an opera. Come and fix these tents. Fix the tents. What a silly thing.
We'll find out more about make-believe tomorrow. I hope that Reardon will sing more. He does have a beautiful voice, and he said he loves to sing. I suppose when he was a young boy, he even liked to then. And he probably practiced and practiced and practiced. The way he told Daniel, he just loves to sing. And he likes to pretend, too. Sure, there he was, pretending he was a mailman today. Lady Elaine Fairchild. X says she's an imp. Sometimes she is. Wonder what she's up to. Sometimes she just feels like being a clown. Do you ever? A clown, a clown. I think I'll be a clown. I think I'll make the people laugh and laugh all over town. A clown, that's what I'll be, a clown. Sometimes I feel when I'm afraid that I will never make the grade. So I pretend I'm someone else and show the world my other self. I'm not quite sure of me, you see, when I have to make a clown of me. A clown, a clown, I think I'll be a clown. I think I'll make the people laugh and laugh all over town. A clown, that's what I'll be, a clown. Sometimes I feel all good inside and haven't got a thing to hide. My friends all tell me I'm the best. They think I'm better than the rest. It's times like this I act myself, and I let the clown stay on the shelf. Myself, myself, I think I'll be myself. I think I'll let the people see the comfortable inside of me. Myself, I'll be myself. It's only when I feel let down, I might be scared into a clown. But he can be himself when I can be myself. Myself, I think I'll be myself. Ever feel like being a clown? When you had something to say and somebody wouldn't listen to you? Or you had something to show to somebody and that person was too busy with something else? Did you ever feel like being a clown? This is sort of like a jack-in-the-box, but it's a clown in the box. Yeah. Okay, you can be yourself and I'll be myself. And you can be yourself, too. I like you just exactly the way you are. Mm-hmm. Oh, mercy. You know, so many people have said to me, what do you do when you go off to work? Well, I go off and write programs. Mm-hmm. Write television programs for you. Yeah. So that's what I'll be doing when I go off to my work now. But you know when we'll be together again? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. Two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow. It soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make it such a special day. Yep, I like visiting with you. I guess it's because you're just the way you are. That's why. Mm-hmm. I'll see you tomorrow. All right. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.